Welcome everybody. Shir number 767. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about last shir the question of if somebody is let's say lemoshel, there's 10 people, right? The household of 10 people, 12 people, or whatever the case is, and the balabos washes first, and they're sitting and waiting, you know, and then everybody else starts washing, and there's the last guy over there, or the last person online, right? And they realize that, one second, I have to be yotze with the bracha from the balabas, the one who's making the lechem mishnah. I'm going to be yotze with his bracha, and I didn't wash yet. And one second, he's already making the bracha of hamotzi. What do I do? So we said, lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in our siman kuf samach zayin, Siv Zion. It was Kuf Samach Zion, Siv Zion. It actually, whereby the Machaber gave two names, interesting, Reuven and Yaakov, just to make it a little bit easier, people should understand. And this is also something we spoke about a while back, real quickly, because Rabbanan brought it down in his Sefer, but I wanted to go through it in the Shulchan Aruch itself. We came across it now in our Siman, and the mice at the bottom line is that person, let's say I'm that last person washing, I'm about to go wash, and I hear the person making the amoitzi, I'm allowed to listen, I stop what I'm doing, I listen to his amoitzi, I make sure I'm chavin to the words, and he has me in mind, I have a mind to be yotze with the bracha, and it's good. And then I could go ahead and do my washing for the bread, for that same challah, and I would not have to make over the hamotzi. I could be yotze with that hamotzi. And the reason was very simple, that we said, because it's tzorech yasudi, you have to wash for bread in order to be able to eat the bread. It's mamash, a real tzorech, a real need for the eating of the challah. But one thing I just wanted to finish off, actually, the subject, and explain a very important thing. That is, that this is all good as long as one didn't do the washing yet, or at least if they started the washing, so let's say they stop or whatever the case is. But once they already dried their hands, let's say I washed, fine, I did everything, I dried my hands, but I didn't make the Netilas Yadayim. Everything is a done deal, I didn't make the Netilas Yadayim yet. Oh, one second, I hear the balabas, right? I hear the head of the household making the hamotzi, and I have to be yotze with his bracha, because that's what we're doing. So I listen to his bracha. Now, once I hear the hamotzi from the balabas, I am not allowed to make the al netilas yadayim anymore. Okay, so that's the main thing. That's the thing I wanted to explain. Now, the same halacha goes. I just will, while we're on the subject, parallel, we'll just explain again something which we spoke about a while back. But these halachas have to be chazed over constantly, and that is if one forgot to make a al netilas yadayim. I wash. Let's say, assuming a different case. Simple, plain and simple. I'm going to make everything. I'll make my own lechem mishma, my own lechem mishnah, my own hamotzi, my own everything. Everything is great. So now I washed. I did everything the proper way. I dried my hands fine. I made the hamotzi. And now I made the hamotzi. I took a bite. Everything is good. But now, one second, I just remembered I forgot to make the netilas yadayim. So I just want to read from the Bir Halacha how he brings down in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, in the Bir Halacha, it's in actually Kuf Nun Ches Sif Yud Aleph, and the Bir Halacha Divrei Maskel Mevarech Achakach, and there's a Magen Avraham. This is all coming off the Magen Avraham. There's a Magen Avraham over there in Sif Yud Aleph that says that once somebody made the hamotzi, that's it. Then they cannot make the Netilas Yadayim anymore. During the course, right, somebody, when we're supposed to make the Netilas Yadayim, before we dry our hands. Why? Because it's, right, over there. Yes, and we went through all these halachas. I make the Netilas, I wash, I make the Netilas, I dry my, I'm sorry again, I wash for bread, fine, and now I make the Netilas Yadayim with the shifshuf and the hagbois Yadayim, and then I dry my hands. Okay, we spoke about all that. But what, and now let's say somebody forgot, I dried my hands, could I still make the Netilas Yadayim? The answer is yes. But once a person made the hamotzi, oh, then they have a problem. Then and they remembered, oh, one second, I forgot to make the Netilas Yadayim, now it's too late. But the reason is why. So tells us the Bir Halacha over there, I'm a Mishbir Mashi Kotze B'Shem HaPoiskim Da'acha Birchas HaMoitzi, that which we just said, B'Shem the Magen Avraham quotes, that after the hamotzi Shuv Ein Mevarech, you cannot make the Netilas Yadayim anymore. Because what's the reason, right? What's the reason? So again, it's whether I'm making the Netilas Yadayim after hamotzi, or whether I heard the hamotzi that I'm being Yutz, I'm being right, I'm being Makayim, my Lacham Mishnah, I'm being yotze with the one who's making the hamotzi, the balabas, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But I'm being yotze with that hamotzi. So now, once that happened, I can't make the netilas adayim anymore if, for whatever reason, I have to, whether I forgot, or in our case, whereby I'm just going to wash first now while the balabas is making the hamotzi, and I'm going to be yotze with that mitzi. So what's the reason? He says like this, because the whole washing is for eat, is for the bread, right? The whole washing, this whole mitzvah of netilas adayim is to be able to eat bread. If I'm going to sit down to a meal and I'm not going to be eating bread, you don't wash, you don't make netilas adayim. I'm not going to get into the whole, there's a whole thing with fruits and wet fruits, that's, I'm not going to get into it right now at all, that's a whole different subject, but be it as it may, I'm going to sit down and eat only shahakal, right? Well, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to eat let's say some cake or something like that. And not enough whereby I have to wash and bench. That's not the issue. I eat a few cookies. It's nowhere near enough to wash and bench. And so I don't have to wash. I don't have to make an netilas adayim, right? I sit down to eat, let's say, potato chips. I don't know if these make it until it's a dime. I sit down to eat some cereal, let's say, right? Something along those lines. And again, it's not a large amount. So it's only going whereby I sit down to eat, in general, bread. Or if I possibly have a kiss, if somebody ate enough, which we spoke about in the past. So, but getting back to, I don't want to complicate too much. Our Shabbos case, let's say a case on Shabbos, the reason why one is washing, the ikar on the tila, mishamachila. The reason why I'm washing, right, with the netilas adayim, is so that I could eat the challah. That's what it's all about. The Kavan says the Bir Halacha, again in the Divrei Maskel Mevorech Achakach, says the Bir Halacha, the Kavan, the Kavar Hischel Lechel, since I already started eating, right, Ein Shach Bir Chasal Natil Zedayim, the Brachim Natil Zedayim is not Negei over here. I'm already starting to eat. So, and he explains, good, you'll say, well, I heard the Hamaitzi, or I just said the Hamaitzi, I didn't start to eat. So he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, from the Graz, he says, Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, Mashmah Shed even if the person didn't start eating, but once you made the hamaytzi already, you're in the parsha of eating, right? So therefore he says, therefore if somebody forgot to say netilas adayim and they made the hamaytzi, or like in our case, good, I'm washing and I'm being yotze with the person who's making the hamaytzi, and he's already making the hamaytzi, right? And I already washed, and I already dried my hands, and everything's a done deal. I just have to make the netilas adayim. So v'im nira d'im shachach v'eruch hamaytzi, or I'm listening to the hamaytzi, koydim ha'nigav, so now he says, so that's all after I finish drying my hands. But let's say it's before one dries their hands. I'm sorry, I got confused on that. So that, all that, I've finished, I dried my hands, everything is a done deal. It's just a question of the netilas adayim, finish. Once you hear the hamaytzi, or once you say the hamaytzi, you can't make it anymore. But now let's say before the drying of the hands, as we've spoken about in the past, that the drying of the hands is part of the mitzvah, right? In a different way, but it's part of the mitzvah. So therefore, I'm still oisik in the mitzvah of washing my hands. So v'nira im shochach, if somebody forgot im shochach berach hamaytzi, they made the hamaytzi koydim haniga before they dried their hands. Sheyuchal levarich gam achakach. One will be allowed to say the netilas adayim afterwards. Since they didn't totally dry their hands, right? So we spoke about that, and so on. Okay. So now just to finish off, so how does this affect us? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That again, the same case that I go ahead and I hear the hamaytzi, right? I'm the last guy online and I'm waiting to wash and I hear again Reuven, who's the balabas, like the Shulchan Aruch says, is making the hamaytzi, and I'm Yaakov, let's say, right? And I'm rushing to wash, and I stop a minute and I listen to his brach. I'm yotze with his hamaytzi, fine, that's all fine and dandy, as long as I did not dry my hands yet. Then I'm still oisik in the mitzvah, I can make the netilas adayim, and then I could go ahead and continue, start eating, because I already heard the mitzi. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Va'af agav the kamalon. Mishnah Berurah says this back in our Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif. Even though we say Shemeya Ka'ina Kavar Pasat, which is when I listen to the Hamoitzi of the Balabas, that's called Shemeya Ka'ina, and I'm Yitzu with his bracha of Hamoitzi on my piece of challah that I'm going to eat. Okay, on my Lecha Mishnah, or I'm Yitzu with his Lecha Mishnah, whatever we're doing. Kavar Pasak Magen Avram, the Magen Avram says, like we just quoted the, over there in Kufnan Chesif Yud Aleph, the Im Koydim Sheberich Al Natilas Adayim, if before more than a tilis adayim. Beira hamaitzi, you made a hamaitzi, or you heard a hamaitzi, like in our case, lo yuchal levarech oid on the tilis adayim. You can't say anymore on the tilis adayim. So he says, oh, but over here it's a little different. Shani hacha delay nigav yadav. Over here in our case, we're talking about a case where delay nigav yadav. You did not dry your hands yet. My hands are still wet. While my hands are wet, right? I didn't say the Netilas Yadayim yet. I didn't dry my hands yet. And all of a sudden, Reuven, the head of the household, is making the Hamaitzi. I listen. I pay attention to every word, and I'm yotze with his bracha. Now I go ahead and I dry my hands, and then I make the hamaitzi. I go ahead and dry my hands, then I make the netilas yadayim. So now that will be lechayre. That will be good. Shani hachad le'nigav yadav koydem birchas hamaitzi v'le nigmar hamitzvah adayim, because of the fact that I did not complete the mitzvah. Since my hands are still wet, I didn't complete the mitzvah of washing. But the mishabura ends off avol im kevar nigav gamkin. But if you heard that Reuven, right? I'm Yaakov. I heard Reuven make the bracha of hamaitzi, right? But when did I hear it? And I'm yotze with his hamaitzi. Avol im kevar nigav gamkin, and I dried my hands already, right? I washed. I did everything shifshuf and agbos. I picked up my hands and I dried my hands. I just didn't make the netilas yadayim. And now I heard Yaakov. I heard Reuven, the head of the household, make the hamaitzi. Avol im kevar nigav gamkin lo yochel levarich oid netilas yadayim. You can't make netilas yadayim anymore. Okay, but the kevar yotze bebirchas hamaitzi. Since I was already yotze with his Birchas Hamaitzi. Okay, so let's just end off real quickly. So that's what we said. Again, I'm the last one online. Well, it might be the second to the last one. It doesn't matter. But I'm going to wash, and all of a sudden I hear the one who I'm listening for the Hamaitzi, right? Reuven, the head of the household, is making the Hamaitzi. I could hear his Hamaitzi. I pay attention. He has me in mind. I have him in mind. Everything is all good to go. And now I could go ahead and wash and say the Netilas Yadayim and everything good. Then I go and sit down. I can eat my Hamaitzi, my part of my Lacha Mishnah. And that's all good, as long as I did not, up to the point to, I did not dry my hands. In other words, if I washed and I did everything very good and I didn't dry my hands yet, it's all fine and dandy. I could be yaitze with his bracha. But once I dried my hands, then I could be yaitze with his hamaitzi still, but I can't make the netilas yadayim anymore. Once I dried my hands for the washing process, I just did not make the netilas yadayim, right, on the washing, but I already heard his hamaitzi, and that's the bracha I'm going to use for my own challah, or his challah for the lecha mishnah, let's say, or even during the week. It could be during the week also. So then, but once I dried my hands, I can't make the netilas yadayim anymore. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and baruch hakol tov.